the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
A reading from Song of Songs, the 8th chapter. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm. For love is strong as death, jealousy is fierce as the grave. It flashes our flashes of fire, the very flame of the Lord. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it. If a man offered for love all the wealth of his house, he would be utterly despised. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Colin and Betsy, back in the Old Testament times, people would use things called, now get this, cylindrical seals or signet rings, and they would press them into wax and clay. In other words, people would have round cylinders and rings made of hard stone, and these cylinders and rings had a person's name on them. They were etched into this stone. Now, once they purchased something or owned something, they would take these cylinder rings and they would take them and press and etch that marking of their name into wax or clay to leave their marking. It functioned much like our signature today. Now, with that said, it was not uncommon for a man to have the name of his beloved wife pressed firmly upon a breastplate or upon a precious stone, and that was then strapped to his arm. It also was not uncommon for a woman to have a charm or a seal around her neck and upon her heart with the impression and that etching of her husband's name. This is exactly what we were reading in our lesson earlier from Song of Songs in the 8th chapter. These verses from the biblical book of Song of Songs were written about a man and a woman after their wedding day, that big and glorious wedding day. The husband and wife, they're out in the country for a walk, and they lay down on the side of a tree, and the wife, while holding her husband's arm, places her head against her husband's chest and says this, "Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm. For love is as strong as death, and jealousy as fierce as the grave." In other words, she was saying to her husband to inscribe her name forever upon a jewel or a seal and wear it upon himself for the entire world to see. To see what? That she belonged to him. She was saying to her husband to wear a jewel or a seal on his arm or around his neck to remember that she belonged to him and that she was pressed closely to his heart. He was to wear a seal to remember and know that they were bound together in wedlock. Now, it's rather romantic, is it not, to think about these verses? To have one's name placed upon another, to have it etched in stone and strapped or on a breastplate or on a jewel for the whole world to see. Today, Colin and Betsy, you are both here before your family, you're both here before your friends, and you're before the Lord here this morning or this afternoon. Today, as you stand together and make your vows, you are essentially saying to each other, "Set me as a seal upon your heart." In other words, Betsy, you are saying to Colin that you want your name and your whole being fixed to Colin's heart. And Colin, you are confessing as well. You're confessing as well in the midst of your family and friends that you always want to be remembered by Betsy. Together you are testifying as a couple that you want to always be on the mind of each other. You're proclaiming today that you want to be underneath each other's protection and care. You are sharing today that you need and you want the full assurance of love from each other. Colin and Betsy, I commend you, as we've talked about in our premarital time together, the premarital counseling. I commend you and your desire to be married today. I commend you for wanting to have your names inscribed upon each other's hearts through the exchanging of rings. Indeed, in our day and age, when traditional marriage is often neither sought out nor respected by our culture, you are making a bold confession, a bold confession of life together until death do you part. While I rejoice with you today, we would all be naive, and we would be naive, though, to simply stop right here with this context. The reason why? The verses that we read from Song of Song are also verses about Christ's love for his bride, the church. You see, the strength of a Christian marriage is not upon your names that are inscribed upon your hearts, but rather, the strength of a Christian marriage, your marriage, is that your names are inscribed upon the hearts of Christ. Yes, indeed, we must acknowledge today that you both will fail each other in thought, word, and deed as husband and wife. The seals with your names, they will get scuffed. The seals with your names may be ripped at. Life happens. Pain and suffering and conflict, good times and bad, will all accompany your marriage. Marriages are not immune to this. You will be tested by life. Your sinful natures will wreak havoc at times. The ideologies of the world will lie to you. And yes, the devil will try to undo your marriage. You, though, Colin and Betsy, in the midst of all the challenges and the struggles brought upon the holiest state of marriage, you are not alone. Yes, just as you are asking each other to set your names upon each other's hearts, the good news of the gospel is that the Lord has already fixed you upon his heart. Now, I'm not talking about some religious sentiment. This is not some religious soppiness that is intended to wiggle its way into this wedding service. No, it is none of this. It is a true reality for the both of you. It is a true reality that I speak of for the both of you. Indeed, 2,000 years ago, Christ saw both of you. He saw both of you, and he claimed both of you. He made you his own, and then died on a bloodstained cross for you and for your marriage. Not only are your names engraved upon the heart and the nail-scarred hands of Christ, who forgives you of all of your sins, but the name of the Lord God Almighty is also engraved upon your hearts and your head. You, Betsy, you are baptized. You're baptized in the name of the Lord who is upon you. You, Colin, you are baptized. The name of the Lord is upon you as well. The Lord's love for you cannot be quenched by life's onslaught of raging floods, and neither can it be drowned out. In the days to come, you both may fear that your love may wear thin at times, but take comfort that Christ's love does not fail or wear thin for you, for it is stronger than death and fiercer than the grave. At the end of each day, being enveloped and being encased in this gift of marriage that you enter into today, you will lay it all down before the Lord. Nothing held back, nothing held outside, his forgiveness and his love, nothing outside of that. Yes, you will lay it all down before the Lord, together as one flesh, as husband and wife, knowing that the Lord holds all of you, the good, the bad, the ups and the downs. You see, your marriage today is upon the heart of Christ as you make your vows in this holy sanctuary. What this means is that within this marriage you are held within the Lord's love and care, so that you cannot fall apart. Confident of Christ's love and forgiveness, today you are bold to make that staggering full-size promise of marriage. Colin, your name is upon the heart of the Lord. Betsy, your name is upon the heart of the Lord. As husband and wife, it is the same for both of you and for your marriage. As the Greenleys, your marriage is upon the heart of the Lord. You have been set as a seal upon the Lord's heart. His love is stronger than death and fiercer than the grave. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.zionguinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.